Okay, Andrea, you guys issued a press release talking about something that's been at other facilities around the Midwest, is the PFAS. Talk a little about where it was found and how it was found at your airport.
Sure. We've had a couple of sites that we knew that PFAS had been sprayed in the past. We're required to test our foam system on our ARF truck, which is the airport rescue and firefighting vehicle, a fire truck, every year by the FAA. If we don't test it, they'll automatically shut the airport down. So there's been, when we conduct our training, there's been a couple of sites. There's only been one that's been predominantly used in the last few years, and we knew about the site, so that's where we directed the engineering team to start their boring. So they were able to go in, and that's where they predominantly collected samples, and that is it's a site just off of the building where we keep our ARF truck. So that's where and that's where the majority of the PFAS contamination was found. The other sites, there was minimal to zero PFAS contamination.
Now, how long has it been there? You know, this is a foam that was used a long time ago, right?
This foam is still used today. It's starting to be banned by the military, I believe, as of last year. I think the last naval unit had converted to a different type of foam. Until the FAA deems that there's a suitable replacement for it, we are required to use this foam. It's been around. I couldn't tell you exactly how long it's been around, but it's been used for many, many years.
Okay. Now, is there any people hear this and they're going to ask, is it safe to come to the airport? What are the risks of this? Can you drink from the water fountain at the airport? You know, that kind of thing.
The water fountain at the airport is from the city water supply. So yeah, it's perfectly safe. There's no danger posed. I mean, unless